This is number 6003. Derek Prince speaks on the subject, Deliverance and Demonology. Study number 3 entitled, Nature and Activity of Demons.
In the previous study in this series, we dealt with the ministry of Jesus and how Jesus handled evil spirits or demons. In this study, we're going to deal with the nature and the activity of demons in general. But before we do this, it's important to clear up some questions of terminology. In this, as in various other respects, the influence of the King James Version on English-speaking people has been tremendous, and many people are influenced by it without realizing exactly how far it affects their thinking. So I'm going to take a little while to explain some of the basic Greek words that are used in the New Testament and to clear up some misconceptions that arise out of translations that we're familiar with. First of all, let's consider the word devil. This is a transliteration, really, of the Greek word diabolos, which is there in your outline. And the literal meaning of the word diabolos is slanderer. And used in the singular, it is normally a title of Satan himself, and should not be used of any other person but Satan. The other word that we're going to deal with mainly in this study is the word demon, which does not occur in the King James Version. I'll show you in a moment why. The English word demon is derived directly from a Greek word daimon, or an alternative form of the same word, which is daimonion. You might imagine that daimonion is a diminutive of demon, but that is not correct. Actually, it's a neuter adjective, and the two words really mean essentially the same thing. And as I say, the English word is demon. Now, a demon is a spirit regarded by the heathen as divine or semi-divine. And heathen religion normally cultivates or seeks to propitiate these demons. All heathen religions really center around the cultivation of demons. Now, this word is wrongly translated in the King James Version, devil, or more commonly, devils in the plural. It should not be translated devil. That word should be reserved for diabolos, the title of Satan. This word demon, daimon, daimonion, is used in New Testament Greek interchangeably with two other expressions, which are evil spirit or unclean spirit. So we have really three expressions which apparently in the New Testament are used interchangeably: demon, translated in the King James Version devil, evil spirit, or unclean spirit. Just to show you that these phrases are interchangeable, look with me at the scriptures given there in your outline. We are looking in various cases at parallel accounts of the same incident. In Matthew 15:22, we are told about this Canaanitish woman who came to Jesus because her daughter needed deliverance from an evil spirit. And she is recorded as saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil," but more correctly, a demon. Now in Mark 7:25, the writer of Mark's Gospel says about the same woman in the same incident, "For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet." So where Matthew says demon, Mark says unclean spirit, and they're referring to the same thing. Then in Mark 5:2, the well-known incident, which is usually called the incident of the Gadarene demoniac, it says that when Jesus was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Now this incident is also recorded in Luke 8, and in verse 27 of Luke 8, Luke says, "And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, devils being more literally demons. So where Mark says an unclean spirit, Luke says demons. These are used interchangeably. Another passage that illustrates the same truth is found in the book of Revelation in the 16th chapter. The 16th chapter of Revelation, verses 13 and 14. John says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirit of devils working miracles. Devils, but more correctly, demons. So in verse 13, he calls them unclean spirits, and in verse 14, he calls them demons. I think, therefore, it is quite correct to say that these three expressions are used interchangeably in New Testament Greek: unclean spirit, evil spirit, and demons.